Previously on 221B Baker Street.
If you want your child back, get 3 million rand ready, or else.
You hear it? Just pay it, please. They're going to phone again.
Look, Lil, the money is not the problem. How do we even know that they really have Danielle?
I heard my child crying. Who knows it sound better than me?
You were ordered not to tell the police. So you found me.
Well, an obscure consulting detective is perfect for the job. I doubt the kidnappers even know you exist.
Sir, it's a child. An innocent child involved.
Yes, problem?
You're choosing your ego over a child's life?
Oh, Simi, sentiment is a chemical defect.
I don't care. Do it, Sid. For the child.
Oh.
How are you? What kind of a question is that? My child is missing. Look, Lails, I know you thought...
Well, don't blame me for thinking you took Danielle. You would have done the same if you were me.
Last night, at about 10 p.m., the matron on duty heard the sound of a crying child. She immediately went to check on our own kids to find every one of them asleep. It was only after some time that she realized the crying was from outside. Oh my, is that...
So you found Danielle?
Danielle will be found.
What? I thought you agreed to take the case. You even listened to everything the Patels had to say.
Yes, and I treated it like any other case. I listened to their story, they listened to my comments, and I pocketed the fee.
I see you came, but tonight was only the rehearsal.
What?
And now, on 221B Baker Street.
Back at 221B Baker Street, Shamshir is under attack from a heavily robed figure whose face and head are completely shrouded in a variety of scarves.
Are you advertising the latest guitar range?
The attacker doesn't take lightly to the command and begins slashing at Shamshir with a curved sword.
Now, where have you seen this weapon before?
Shamshir clearly recalls where he saw the curved sword.
Especially that one. That, my dear Simi, is not just any sword. It's a machete, native to West Africa.
Wasim waits in the line of the local supermarket, waiting for the cashier. A group of ladies from neighboring toll points begin whispering and giggling while pointing at him.
Do you really think it's him? If it is, his blog is amazing. Did you see his Twitter account? He has more followers than anyone else I know.
Yeah, but his Instagram is kind of dead.
Wish he'd post more pics of Sid. Do you think Sid is with him?
Only one way to find out.
Wasim watches in horror as the girls approach him. He pretends not to see them.
Excuse me. Are you Dr. Wasim Maya, known as Simi?
Shamshir backs up carefully and ducks this way and that to avoid the blows.
Good thing I'm flexible.
The attacker backs up Shamshir as far as the sofa and takes another swing at him. Ducking under the sword, Shamshir drops onto the sofa into a sitting position.
Alhamdulillah for the soft landing. Take that!
As the attacker stumbles back across the room, Shamshir gets to his feet and charges towards him. Wasim searches his mind to say no without lying.
Yes, it's you! Oh my gosh! Is that worth you? We love your blog! Will you give us your autograph? No, no, no! Take a picture with us! Please! Please!
How about I give you something better?
فالكون بعدك موحش وكذا مليء بالشقاء.
In the flat, the attacker is pressed between the wall and his sword as Shamshir holds it horizontally against the edge of his throat.
وكذا مليء بالشقاء إني غريق والهوى.
Next time, use a stronger armor. Ha! You came to do someone else's dirty work, didn't you?
Before Shamshir can remove the mask of scarves to see who his attacker is, the attacker replies, and Shamshir is taken by surprise as he hears.
You weren't supposed to be here.
You're a lady?
Something better? Really? What?
It is a capital mistake to theorize before one has data. Insensibly, one begins to twist facts to suit theories, instead of theories to suit facts. Now, if you'll excuse me, ladies.
An extremely self-conscious Wasim walks away as fast as he possibly can before.
What? Wait! You are Dr. Wasim Myers. See me?
Shamshir immediately releases his stronghold, yet holds onto the sword.
Well, that explains the walking hijab, Edmund. Care to stay for tea? Perhaps you could inform me as to whom you're working for? Silence. Well then, I'd usually kill you, but you're of the fair agenda, so...
Don't play the hero on my account.
Very well. Make your way out of this door, and don't ever dream of coming back. Because then you will be the lamb for the slaughter.
Shamshir follows her as she leaves the building at sword tip as he makes his way back upstairs. A streak of silver catches his eye on the stairs.
Ah, she stepped on my shoes. What do we have here?
Shamshir studies the strange piece of jewelry, only to realize.
Seems like Cinderella has left her necklace behind. Infinity, infinite, no. Could it really be?
Until he's absolutely sure that his newfound fan club are nowhere in the supermarket, Wasim tries to complete his shopping.
أنت خير الملهمات غزلتني في هواك.
I'm sorry, sir. Your card's not authorized.
What?
Please use another form of payment.
Could you please keep those items aside for me? I'll be back shortly.
Fine. Next!
By the time Wasim returns home, Shamshir is sitting on his sofa, calmly reading a book. There remains no sign of the intruder.
You took your time.
Yeah, I didn't get the shopping.
Why not?
Have you got some cash?
Take my wallet.
You could go if you want. You haven't moved since I left this morning. Any news on the Patel case?
Not interested.
As Wasim turns around, he notices a strange glimpse.
Is that Sid? What is under that sofa?
هذا الثنيان الذي يسقي البرايا من شدى المجد.
ليلى is beside herself with worry.
Why didn't they bring Danielle last night?
She finds herself pacing through the house, resenting everyone she sees.
Mr. Abbasid, are you digging a grave? You're spoiling the flower beds. How many times do I need to tell you not to put sugar into Hamza's milk? Gosh, now I understand what mother meant when she said these blacks don't know how to do anything properly.
Layla keeps the phone nearby, hoping to hear from the kidnapper, wondering when she'll see her son again.
Why are they calling? Is my baby Danielle dead? Hello?
May I speak to Tahir?
Not in. Call him on his cell phone.
Thanks.
She sounded young. Wonder what she wanted from Tahir.
Before Layla's thoughts can run away with her, the phone rings again.
Good day. May I speak to Mrs. Layla Patel?
Speaking.
Mrs. Patel, I'm Brenda from the Having Hope Orphanage.
I'm sorry. I'm not interested in donating yet.
Actually, it's about your son, Danielle, who was reported missing.
Danielle? What do you know about Danielle?
Well, the night before last, a child was left outside the orphanage, and one of our volunteers has identified him as your son.
Oh, Allah. Oh, thank Allah. Is he okay?
He's fine, considering the circumstances.
Thank you, thank you. I'm leaving right now to fetch him. Give me your address, quick.
No need. Our volunteer is on her way to you as we speak. Although you might need to speak to the police.
Don't worry, I'll take care of that. Gosh, I'm so happy!
Layla ends the call, feeling happier than she ever did before. She immediately dials Tahir's number.
Immediately, they found Danielle!
What? What did you do?
I left the kid at the house.
You left the kid at an orphanage?
You should be thankful.
Well then, your reward will be sent to the wrong account. How could you be so stupid? You've ruined our entire plan.
And you almost ruined my life.
The detective, Did you do it?
It's complicated.
You didn't, did you? Raise the sword.
Exactly where it belongs.
Before Wasim can complete his sentence, Shamshir has hidden the sword completely without Wasim even noticing.
Dust, I imagine, since we haven't cleaned up for ages.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, I was thinking, did you even have a list of suspects for the Patel kidnapping?
Why are you crying over spilt milk?
I don't know. It just seems odd. Don't you agree?
Odd? I've seen many odd things in Indian society, Simi.
Like kidnappings?
Odd. Wa shafi'i wal watr.
Whoa, it's dangerous to quote Quran without any knowledge, Sid.
Odd. Did you know Allah takes an oath by the Arabic words for even and odd in the Quran?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. And for how long have you been reading Quran?
For as long as I can remember.
You and so many like you recite the Quran without any attempt to try and understand or at least learn the language. Is that not odd? A parent doesn't cry when giving his child up for adoption, but cries when the child is kidnapped. Yet both actions have the same result. Is that not odd? A lady covers herself from head to toe and walking down the street, yet posts a revealing picture of herself on social media, where anyone and everyone can stare at it leisurely. Is that not odd? So you see, Simi, everything seems odd. But you know what's odd?
What?
Oddly enough, we never understand the odd in an oddly world.
In her absolute joy of finding Danielle, Layla decides to arrange a celebrity dinner for the entire community to thank them for all the support and to rejoice in having Danielle back.
Assalamu alaikum. Sex? They found him! They found Danielle! Alhamdulillah, I'm so happy. You know, I'm, can we bury the hatchet? How do you suggest we do that? Come for dinner next week. Bring Bilal with. I'm inviting all our family and friends. We could do with the enjoyment after this terrible time. Okay, I'll ask Bilal and we'll see, inshallah. Great. But tell me, Lails, do you know who the culprit was?
Wasim decides to tidy up the apartment before Mrs. Hassam comes to collect the rents.
What are you doing?
Putting these where it belongs, in the trash.
Don't you dare see me.
It's a pair of old techies that Munir used to waste your time. Why do you still want it?
Munir?
Shamshir seems to mentally leave the room as his mind goes into overdrive again.
Munir didn't put those trainers there. That day, Munir didn't break in. Mrs. Hassam let him in. Someone else broke in here, but the kidnapping distracted me. Munir didn't put those trainers here.
Shamshir has a sudden flashback.
You weren't supposed to be here.
Sid, who?
The mummy that attacked me this morning.
What? When?
Layla waits ecstatically at the door to receive Danielle. Hamza stands right beside his mother, unable to truly understand what actually is going on.
Finally!
Lola opens the door and her joy turns to rage within a split second.
Assalamu alaikum.
As Layla glares at Amani, she realizes who was responsible for taking Danielle in the first place.
I should have known. Sorry? Come inside.
Amani comes inside, wondering if Layla will finally pay her.
Mr. Abbasid.
Yes.
Take this young lady to the bedroom on the third floor. Do not let her out of your sight until the police get here.
What?
I knew it. You're the one who kidnapped my Danielle. Now you're going to pay for it.
Radio Islam International Drama Edition.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast.